I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events, major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories, the unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
In 2022, a court overruled Roe v. Wade, the right to choose. That's been the law of the land for 50 years. 50 years. The following year, the same court eviscerated affirmative action, which had been upheld and reaffirmed for nearly 50 years as well. And now there's an extreme movement and agenda called Project 2025. Well, they're serious, man. They're planning another onslaught attacking civil rights in America.
Hans von Spakovsky, you know, the former emperor of the Austro-Hungarian Empire.
I'm Kim St. Ange in for Mark this morning. Joining us now, Hans von Spakovsky, senior legal fellow at the Heritage Foundation. Hans, good morning to you.
Good morning to you.
We all heard Biden say that when he did his speech, saying he was dropping out of the race, talking about how he wants to reform the Supreme Court. That is unconstitutional. How is that even possible that he would do that?
Well, it isn't. He said that he wants to put in 18-year term limits, and sorry, but Congress can't do that. Congress didn't create the Supreme Court. The U.S. Constitution did, and the justices have tenure for life. So unless the states pass a constitutional amendment putting in an 18-year term, that's not going to happen. By the way, I found it pretty ironic that he was saying, oh, an 18-year term is needed. He served 36 years in the U.S. Senate. He doesn't seem to think term limits are required for U.S. senators.
Right. Not if it applies to him. But, I mean, we've heard right. the Democrats say they want to pack the court. They will go to whatever length necessary to make sure they have the advantage.
Yeah. And, you know, what they're upset about are, in particular, recent decisions by, Roe versus Wade, which simply said, you know what? The Constitution doesn't say anywhere in it anything about abortion. So we're returning this to each of the states where it was for the first 200 years of our history, the states to determine what the law is on this. All they were doing was not creating an imaginary right in the U.S. Constitution. But look, they're also upset over some recent decisions that pulled back the power of the federal government. And you know, Joe Biden, Kamala Harris, and everyone on the left, they want an all-powerful government that can tell us what to do. That's their big goal in life.
100%. I was thankful that I actually saw you tweeting about this, how a federal court stepped in and stopped the Democrats from misusing the Voting Rights Act that would really benefit the Democratic Party as a whole when it comes to Congress. Explain what happened there.
This was an interpretation of the Voting Rights Act. The left has been pushing to protect political alliances. In other words, when Hispanic voters and, for example, Black voters get together and decide that they like the same candidate, well, those kind of districts ought to be protected under the Voting Rights Act. That's what they were claiming. The Voting Rights Act was put in place to stop racial discrimination in voting, not protect political alliances. Unfortunately, Fifth Circuit U.S. Court of Appeals covers Texas, Mississippi, Louisiana, said, look, this is not what the Voting Rights Act was meant to do.
Right. Because, I mean, we've seen them do this across the country where they're trying to yes. switch up the line so that it makes it more beneficial to them. Right.
Right. For Democrats, not right. for not for black voters, Hispanic voters, but for Democratic voters. And that is a misuse of the Voting Rights Act. You know, when we heard that clip of Joe Biden saying, oh, they're against civil rights. No, what we're against is the abuse of federal civil and voting rights statutes to help a political party. And notice he was critical of the Supreme Court's decision in the Harvard University case. In other words, Joe Biden was saying that he thinks colleges and universities across the country ought to be able to discriminate in their college admissions against people on the basis of their race. Yep. Tell that to the average parent across the country and see how they react to that.
100%. Hans von Spakovsky, Senior Legal Fellow at the Heritage Foundation. Hey, thanks as always for your time.
Sure, thanks for having me.
All right, we are back with a check of business.
Get more at 971talk.com.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events and the lesser told stories, ones you might not even know happened. Find History This Week on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.